I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I am dealing with the break room problem.
Oh, good. You caught the, I had something for this. The PETA predator.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
I ought to club them and eat their bones.
The Office, that old entertaining microcosm of society, can magnify any day-to-day issue into something Shakespearean. While TV shows are the comedies, real-life office dramas can quickly become Shakespearean tragedies. In our series, Occupational Hazards, responsibilities of parenting and the office can quickly become a crisis. I know that a babysitter or daycare glitch unexpectedly can become a tsunami at work as I try to get someone to cover for me or move the schedule around. It's the same for my wife, too, and she might even say that the burden falls unevenly on her much of the time. In the WNYC Longest Shortest Time podcast, host and creator Hillary Frank says she gets this plea from worker moms all the time.
I mean, I hear constantly from my listeners that when there's, say, a kid homesick or a snow day, it's generally assumed both from the employer perspective and the partner perspective, and I'm talking about even dads who are pretty liberal and involved, that the mom's going to take care of it, that the mom's either going to stay home or figure out the babysitting situation.
So mom is first responder on the unexpected events that cause school absences, that sort of thing.
That's right.
And is there any precedent for workplaces collectively figuring out snow days? For instance, there's a snow day, bring your kids to work on that day.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds amazing, but we don't see collaboration taking place on these kinds of issues.
I have not seen that. I think that's got to happen. And I don't even think work hour flexibility is something you see very much. You know, after I had my daughter 5 years ago, I, for the first time, went and tried to find a job, a full-time job in an office. I had been a freelancer all those years. And I went in for these interviews and would say, and what are the hours here? And I would get the answer from 10 to 6. Isn't that great? And I would say, well, could we do 8 to 4? And the answer was no. And people, I think, are most productive when you have them working during the hours that work for them. And so I don't see why that couldn't work in offices across the board.
Well, what you're describing is a cultural divide between the kid-less or the could-care-less-about-kids group and people who understand how the world works. People who live in that sort of 10-to-6 bubble don't understand that school begins at 7 for
right.
some high schoolers.
That's right. I mean, I also think that people who are making these decisions need to understand exactly what it means to be a parent if they don't already. Like, I did an episode where we sent a childless man, Sean Cole, a reporter from This American Life, into MIT's breast pump hackathon. He had never seen a breast pump in his life. And he came out after spending a couple hours around these breast pumps and people telling him what it meant to pump at work. He was like, I had no idea. I thought you just go into a room, you know, for a few minutes and hang out and take care of it. And he didn't realize, like, everything that goes into this, the state of mind you need to be in. And
what do you do with the little bags?
Yeah.
The coolers under your desk.
Yeah. And how long it takes and how often you have to do it. And he came out thinking, I just had no idea that this is how working new moms like had to do things. And I think if more people who are employers could have that kind of experience and really understand it, maybe we'd start to see some changes.
There's a lot we don't know
That's
about
right.
the experiences of being a parent.
I guess you can't always put yourself in those shoes, but you can try to understand the experience a little better.
Empathy is important. Hillary Frank, host and creator of The Longest Shortest Time, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Join us tomorrow as we continue our Occupational Hazard series by exploring the world of office politics.